So this morning we want to look in Matthew chapter 9, and we want to read to you just a few verses of Scripture. And as you're turning there, our title this morning is, Believe Ye That I Am Able to Do This. Believe ye that I'm able to do this. And in Sunday school this morning, I gave our Sunday school class a little preview of what the message would be this morning. And I asked them the question. I said, what did you think about, and what was in your first four thoughts before you came into church? When you were getting ready for church, when you were driving here, when you were walking in the doors, what was in your minds and what was in your hearts? And of course, the ladies were being a little spiritual, and they said some good answers. And I said, well, now I need to know the truth. And I said, you were thinking about that song, wasn't you? And they were like, yeah. But you know, sometimes we come in and we come with a lot of things on our mind. We come with what I would call a lot of baggage. There's a lot of things, and you know, obviously, we do have a lot going on in our lives. Each one of us, in different ways, we have something that's going on in our life. But let me challenge you to do is these two that we're going to be reading to you about in just a few moments. And let me begin by asking this question. I've already said it one time, but let me, and I'll probably say it several times, but just how much do you believe God? Just how much do you believe that He can do a work? How much do you believe that He can do a work in our hearts and our lives and whatever it is that we're dealing with, and yes, even our country? How much are we believing that God can do something? And that should be our challenge this morning, is just not saying, but believing. Believing. So here's the passage of Scripture beginning with verse 27 of Matthew chapter 9. The Bible says, And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto Him, Yea, Lord. Then touched He their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But when they were departed, spread abroad His fame in all that country. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, we thank You for allowing us this opportunity and this privilege to be here this morning. Lord, we pray as we come here and as we listen and as we've prayed this morning, we pray that You'll touch every heart according to You, knowing what each heart needs. And Father, if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, will You speak to that heart? And Lord, for those of us that need to draw closer to You, Lord, I pray that we'll do that. And Lord, we just ask Your blessings, and that a work will be done in each heart and each life. And Lord, that we even sit this morning and listen and preach this morning, may we do that believing that You will do a work in our hearts. Father, we do pray for our country. We pray for the leaders. We pray for all that were involved yesterday. And Lord, we thank You for Your divine protection, but yet there were still some that were hurt and killed. And Lord, we pray for those families and those losses and in all the aspects of what happened yesterday. Lord, I just pray that You will touch and that You'll bring healing to our land. And Lord, we just ask Your blessings this morning. We need You this morning. We need to hear from You this morning. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Believe ye that I am able to do this. Out of the many questions that is written in God's Word, this no doubt is one of the greatest questions that one that he, Christ, could ask. I begin this morning with saying those words. Before we ever read the passage this morning, I mentioned, believe ye that I am able to do this. Do you have or do you believe that God can take any problem, any situation, any burden, and you believe that he can work those things out? Do you believe that he will answer in his time? Do you believe that he will answer which will give him the most glory and you the most help? That's important. Because a lot of times that we think things should be a certain way, but God's got a divine plan. And we must trust him because he's always going to do what's right. So I ask another question this morning is, do you trust him? Do you trust God? This morning we have two blind individuals. And we know that blindness, they can't see. But yet they were able to follow Jesus. And they asked him to have mercy on him or on them. An important thing for us to see here is they asked, or he asked them, do you believe? Do you believe that I'm able to give your sight? In other words, do you believe that I'm able to heal? As he performed this miracle, he said unto them, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, believe it unto you. So I want to read those two parts that Jesus was speaking, and I'd like to read them together. And this is how it goes. Jesus said, believe ye that I am able to do this. And then he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. You see, they work hand in hand. They work hand in hand. That is believing and faith. Believing and faith must go together. They must go together. You see, he is able to, according to their faith. He is able according to their faith. We don't know much about these two individuals. We don't know their life. We don't know where they were from. You don't know, or we don't know if they were related. We don't know if they were, that they came upon each other because they were both blind and they began a friendship. We don't know much about them. The only thing that we know, and this is a fact, is this. They were blind. That's the only thing that we know about these two individuals is that they were blind. But I'd like to point out four things this morning. And I'm going to give you those four things. The first thing is they followed Jesus. And that is important. They followed Jesus. The second thing is they saw him as the Son of David. And that is critically important. They saw him as the Messiah. And then third, they went in the house. They weren't invited, but they went in. And then fourth, they believed. So those four things that's taken out of this passage of Scripture, they followed him, they saw him as the Son of David, they went in the house, and they believed. You see, their faith. And although they couldn't physically see him, their faith allowed them to see what the physical eyes could not. You see, their faith allowed them to see what their physical eyes could not, and that was Jesus. Their faith allowed them to see Jesus. So let's begin this morning with our first point. They followed him. They followed him. The Bible said that Jesus departed thence and two blind men followed him. Now we don't know the distance they followed. We don't know the the areas, and we don't know if they received help as far as guiding, but we do know that the Bible says they followed him. And they knew that he was the only one that could make a difference in their lives. They knew that he was the only one that could make a difference in his lives. And I asked the same question. Is he the only one that can make a difference in our life? No matter what it is that we're dealing with, is he the only one that can make a difference? You can have all these accessories, if you will, but if you don't have Jesus working in your life, you have nothing. We must have Jesus working in our life. He was the only one that could change things. He was the only one that could change their situation. He was the only one that could make a difference. He was the only one, and they went to him. He was the only one that had the ability to change things. You know, as hard as we try and as hard as we try different things, he is the only one that can change the situation. He's the only one that could make a difference in these men's lives because they were blind. Now, it doesn't say how long they were blind. There's some that could be blind from birth. There was some that could develop some kind of an eye disease or some kind of thing. And he was the only one that could change it. You see, that's the reason they were following him. They were following him because he could change things. They were following him because he could change, he had the ability to change things. And he's the only one that had the power to change things. You see, that's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. And they understood it. And that's why they followed him. They saw more in their blindness than many see in him by sight. They saw more in their blindness in following Jesus than many see in them following Jesus. You see, Jesus had many followers. He had those that were following because they were true followers, and he had some that were following because they were of spiritual wickedness. And they didn't believe Jesus, but they still followed. So that's the reason we ask the question, believe ye that I am able to do this? They were able to follow him even though they were hindered physically, and they were able to follow. In other words, they didn't give up. They didn't give up on their condition. They didn't give up and say, what's the point? They didn't give up and say, I've had enough. They didn't give up. They didn't give up on anything, but they followed Jesus. And no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's going on in our country, we should never give up on Jesus Christ. We should never give up on his ability. We should never give up on his power. We should never give up on the fact that he can change things. But we must look to him, and we must believe that he is the one that can change things. You see, it's not us. We can't change a thing. We can get mad, we can get angry, we can get discouraged, we can get down, we can get all those things, but that does nothing. But we need to believe. You see, we need to believe, and our faith needs to echo that belief. You see, they followed Jesus. There was no problem that was too great with their blindness for Jesus not to heal them. And there is no problem this morning too great that he can't make a difference in, that he can't change a life, that he can't change a situation, that he can't change things. There's no problem too great. And if you say there is, then there's that doubt. You see, that's what Satan wants us to do. Satan wants us to doubt. Satan wants us to question. That's what the serpent did for Eve. God told Eve, you better not take of the tree. You better not take of that fruit. What did the serpent do? Serpent says, no. He cast doubt. He said, no, if you take of the fruit, then you're going to know all things. You're going to know all things. And you're going to be just like God. That doubt. Doubt must end. I shared with you a few weeks ago, a few messages ago, that the one that made mention, he says, help thou my unbelief. Maybe that should be our prayer this morning. As if we're struggling with doubt, maybe our prayer should be, Lord, help thou my unbelief. You see, these men were following him. They were following him, and there's no problem too great. Do you realize that there's no sin too deep that Jesus Christ can't lift you out of? No matter what it is. We worry a lot of times about what others may think. We shouldn't worry about what others may think. We should worry about what God thinks. Worry about what He thinks. Because there are many people in life, in the years gone by, in the years going forward, that won't come to Jesus because they're worried about someone else. And they're worried about what others think. It doesn't matter what sin it is. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. And we've all done things in our life that we're not proud of, but I'm thankful that He doesn't look on me, but He looks on the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that covers our sins. You see, that's why we follow Him. And they followed Him. These two blind men followed Him. And there is no issue in our personal life that He can't handle if we follow Him. And as the question is, believe ye that I am able to do this? They followed Him. And why did they follow Him? The next point is, they saw Him as the Son of David. The Son of David. Let me ask you a question this morning. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? I have heard about Jesus most all my life. When I was growing up, I grew up in church. I don't remember not going to church when I was growing up. There was a time that as we moved around, we got away from church as a family. But we still heard about Jesus Christ. And there's not been a time in my life, even at... I believe that when I was born, when the doctor said, it's a boy, and my dad was finally relieved after having five girls, he was finally relieved... I believe that my mother said, well, tell him about Jesus. Because I don't remember not hearing about Jesus. Now, there's a lot of people that can't say that. It just seems like in today's society, there's very little about Jesus that's spoken. And if the word Jesus' name is mentioned, it's used in a cruel way. We should beware about taking Jesus' name in vain. But I've heard about Jesus all my life, ever since I was a little boy. But it wasn't until I knew Him personally that it changed my life. It wasn't that until I knew Him in a personal way that I could truly say Jesus made a difference in my life. Just hearing is only part of it. But you must believe that He is who He said He is. We must believe. There's that word believe again. And so these men knew that He was the Son of David, although they couldn't see Him. They didn't know what He looked like. They didn't know how tall He was. They didn't know what He was wearing. They didn't know any of those things. All they knew was that they said, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." So they were believing who He was. They were believing. And they were addressing Him as Jesus, as the Messiah. They were addressing Him correctly. They were addressing Him believing. You see, Jesus' ability to give sight, believe it or not, was prophesied in several places in the Old Testament. But I'll just read to you one of them. And that's in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 7 and 8. The Bible says, "To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison and them that sit down in darkness out of the prison's house. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." So He says, I'm the Lord. I'm the one. I'm the one that can give sight. So they were just believing that Jesus was the Son of David, and by their believing, it changed things. It changed. They knew that He could change their life, and they knew that He could do far more than anyone else could do. I ask the question again, do you believe? Do you believe that He can help you? Do you believe that He can change your life? Do you believe that He can make a difference? And then third this morning, they went in the house. When they said, they followed him crying, saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." The Bible says, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And then Jesus asked that question. They came to the house, which shows persistent. They were persistent. These two men were persistent in coming to Jesus. Again, they knew it was Jesus that would make a difference. They came believing Jesus would make a difference. They came believing that he was the Messiah. They followed him. And now they're going into the house because they're not done, because they want Jesus to do a work. They want Jesus to do a work in their life. And they went right into the house following Jesus. They knew Jesus could heal. They wouldn't let it stop. But they came to him. That is, in other words, they put their faith into action. They put their faith into action. It's one thing to say, yes, I believe that the Lord would do this, but it's another thing to put your faith in you, into action. And they put their faith into action. They followed him into the house. They looked beyond their sight problems and went in. We must look beyond our difficulties. We must look beyond the situations that we're in. We must look beyond that and rise up and go to Jesus Christ. You see, sometimes we get bogged down in the problems with life. And sometimes we get overwhelmed in the problems of life. And we get so bogged down that we lose sight of Jesus. But see, they were blind and they still saw Jesus. They were blind and they still went in. They were blind and they still followed Jesus. They were following by faith. And that's what we must do. They looked beyond their sight problems and went in. And they were determined to find Jesus Christ. How determined are we for Jesus to do a work in our life, whatever situation or whatever problem, whatever circumstances? How determined are we that Jesus will do a work? They were determined and they went in that house determined. They went in. They went in. Our challenge this morning is that we go in. And the most important thing, they not only went in, but they went in believing. They followed Jesus. They knew who Jesus was, the Messiah. They went in the house, and they did all this believing, and that's when the change took place. That's when they received their sight. Their believing didn't start with Jesus asking the question. Their believing didn't start by Jesus saying, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" I believe their believing took place as they began to follow Jesus. He just asked the question. He already knew the answer. A lot of times you'll see questions such as this, and he already knew the answer. I asked the class this morning, why would Jesus ask something he already knew? Why would he ask something he already knew? He already knew their hearts. He already knew their condition. He already knew their life. He already knew the reason that they were there. He already knew that they were going to follow him in the house. He already knew all these things. So why would he ask the question? And I believe that question is to help us today. And to reassure these two men that Jesus was going to change their life. Do we believe? Do we believe that Jesus will do a work in our life? Their believing started by following Jesus, with knowing he's the son of David, with going in their house, with crying, saying, "Have mercy on us," because that was the plea, "Have mercy on us." And they believed and said, "Yes." Just one word. Yes. Yes. And they addressed him as Lord. they ultimately said, yes, I believe you, Lord. I believe you. It wasn't about the people that were around them, because we don't know if there was any around. Most likely there were, because so many times Jesus was being followed by others. It wasn't about those that were around them. It wasn't about the things that was taking place. It was simply, although they were blind, they put their eyes and their hearts in Jesus. They came believing in Him. The Bible says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. They were walking by faith, and although they couldn't see, they were walking by faith. You see, those four things this morning made a difference in their life. And Jesus says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And verse 30 said, their eyes were opened. And I believe that it's this way. Their eyes were open physically, but I believe their eyes were already open spiritually, because Jesus made the difference. And they came seeking Him. And yes, they were physically healed. Their eyes were open, and Jesus told them, because you see, Jesus, His fame was spreading across, and He was more than just a physical healer. He was a life changer. And they were so excited about what was taking place, and they were so moved by Him changing their life, that what happened spread all over. This morning, burdens are still being carried by individuals. Lives are still in a slump. Lives are not being changed, and I believe it's all because of doubt. All because of doubt. He asked the question, believe ye that I am able to do this? And He says, according to your faith, be it unto you. I don't know what it is that you might have in your life. I don't know what it is that you're struggling with, what it is. But I asked the question this morning, if you believe Jesus Christ will make a difference in whatever it is that you're dealing with. If you believe, I believe that He's going to make a difference. I believe that He's going to change that situation. The important thing is, remember what I said in the beginning, for His glory. That's important, that He changes things for His glory. And sometimes, just like Paul says, he prayed three times for whatever thorn it was, there's some scholars that believe that it was probably his eyesight. We don't know what it is. But he prayed, Lord, deliver me from this. Deliver me from this. Prayed three times. And then it's almost like God opened his eyes and he says, but you know what? Your grace is sufficient. See, God's grace is sufficient. Even understanding that requires believing. So I don't know what it is that you're dealing with this morning, or what it is that's troubling you, or whatever it is that you're having problems with. But I don't believe that there's any sin too great. I don't believe there's any problem too great. But we must come believing. So as the musicians come, I'm going to ask this question one more time. Believe ye that I am able to do this? Do you believe that Jesus will make a difference in your life? And if you do, won't you come and talk to Him? No matter what it is. Maybe someone that needs to be saved, let me challenge you to come to know Jesus. Even those that are listening this morning and watching this morning, you're struggling too, I know. Believe. Believe. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And what a tremendous picture of two individuals that was following you. Two individuals that was recognizing Jesus for who he was. Two individuals that didn't let things get in the way, but they went in the house, and two people that believed. Help us this morning. And we all have problems and we're all struggling, but some struggling more than others. Lord, I pray, Lord, during this invitation that if you've spoken to a heart this morning, Lord, I pray that they'll come and not worry about the things around them, but they'll come and do business with you and talk to you and believe and have faith in you because you're the only one. You're the only one. Help us to not live in these slumps and help us to not live in these conditions to where we're just constantly carrying these burdens, but help us to lift them up and give them to you. Help us to come by faith as these blind men. Lord, we ask your blessings on this invitation. Lord, thank you that we can come to you. And now the choice is ours. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What number do you have for us?